Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Dove Valley. It is day two of the 2015 NFL Draft. Broncos and the rest of the NFL getting ready for rounds two and three of the draft. Still a lot to go tonight, but we've already had a lot happen here at Dove Valley already, and we're pleased to be joined by head coach Gary Kubiak joining us live here at the top of the show. Coach, we just had a chance, all of us, to meet first-round draft pick Shane Ray. How special is that for you, for a coach, when a player finally achieves that moment? He gets to come in and see the facility and meet his coach for the first time and realize that dream's been fulfilled. He's now a pro.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we, you know, you do what you do. You get a lot of enjoyment out of watching a young man walk in and, you know, start to grow up with you, not only as a player but as a person. But I was very impressed. I thought he did a great job. I got a chance to spend some time with his mom. And he's got a strong support system right there, and for her to be right there with him. They had a great weekend together in Chicago. And, you know, I asked him, the first thing I asked him, I said, you met Mr. Elway yet? And his eyes got about that big. So, but I know he's proud to be here and, you know, not far from here in Kansas City. So I told him we'll be there in week two. So let's get ready to go.
You have a chance this morning, since you've been back in the facility, to talk to Coach Phillips and maybe talk about how exciting a moment it is when you can bring in a player like Shane Ray. Or did Coach text you there in the war room shortly after he saw the pick?
No, they were really excited, you know, because we talked about how high we had him rated. And really, Bill Kolar had studied him and evaluated him first when we first got here, because, you know, there's a scheme change. And so we really didn't know where we would play him. And then we moved him over to Pug and Wade, and Reggie evaluated him from there. But, you know, it's an awesome feeling to think about what our nickel package can be right now with those guys. And yet he can give DeMarcus and give Vaughn the break that they need, so they're not playing the amount of plays that they've been playing. So,
right.
That's something they've got to go together on, get together on and put him to work. But he's a great player, loves to play, plays hard as he can play, and that's what we want our team to stand for.
I know Andrew was really excited when the Broncos did, in fact, make that pick, just kind of picturing what it might look like when he is out there. Andrew?
Yeah, and there's a lot of possibilities. Obviously, you mentioned how he can give both Vaughn and DeMarcus breathers, but, you know, might there be some potential to see all three of them together on the field?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, and, you know, I made the comment last night, I think, in our league right now, depending on how you match up during the season, there's a good chance defensively you're in nickel a lot more than you are in base defense. So nowadays we talk about two-down players, three-down players. But, there's no doubt there will be some packages that involve all three of those guys. And, I mean, that's what they're here for. And I was with him and his mom a while ago, and I introduced him to Wade, and I said, this is a guy that's going to put you in position to make plays. So Wade will do his job. He always has.
Coach, you got a lot of work to do tonight. We'll get you out of here with one more. The glamour and the glitz, that's the first night, round one of the draft. But today, so important. What do you guys talk about today as you get ready to rack it, get back in that room, and prepare for rounds two and three?
Well, we really talked last night before we left, but yeah. I got a pretty good idea of, you know, what we want to try to get done today. I spent all day here actually watching film again, reassuring myself on certain players and things that I think. And but it's a big day. You know, this whole draft is huge, and you have to put just as much work into – each pick as you do the first pick, because, I mean, looking back, Terrell Davis was a six-round pick.
That's right.
So you never know. But we need to go get some guys that give us a chance to get better and make our roster more competitive. And the coaches have done their work, and now Matt and John will go to work on, you know, getting it done.
Well, you guys get started here in about 26 minutes, so we will let you go. That is head coach Gary Kubiak, kind enough to join us live here on set at the top of tonight's draft special, live from Dove Valley. Coach, thank you so much.